have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family. I mean, I got to adjust my... Testing. We're also... Oh, now it's kind of scratchy static. Testing. Just hold on, folks. We'll come back. My mic is static. The noise is static. The volume is too low. Then I push it too high. We'll come back in a moment.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, test. Testing, 1, 2, 3, test. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, so we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. And my, in case you want to know, was amazing. It went by again like 90 going Noss. It just went by like that. And it was amazing. I went to an amazing gathering yesterday. Thank you. It was fun. It was Mamma Mia. It was Hola. It was Si Señor. So we had an amazing weekend. Our fellowship was through the roof. Through the roof. If you were not there, and you didn't get a chance to catch it online, you can podcast the fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. There are a couple lines open if you would like to jump in there. And we have every way to listen to and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show if you're busy right now and you would like to listen live, but you got to run around or whatever you're doing at work, making dinner, whatever. You can listen to it. You can podcast all the shows, but you could be listening as it is happening, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So we discussed yesterday's biblical question in the fellowship. So you can podcast and catch up on that one. And I have a brand new biblical question. And it's a doozy. They're all a doozies, but sometimes they're a little more doozy than others. And this is one of those times. When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? You ever thought about that? When was the last time? That's amazing. So it's Monday. And though we take all calls, ladies' calls as they come in on Mondays are taking priority. And the reason for that, for those who might not be aware, that Mondays, and every Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Deep in their souls, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long. What a mess. So before I go to the calls and your super chats, some of you might be aware that there was a hurricane a couple weeks ago now, maybe three, but definitely a couple, over there in Florida and Georgia and North or South Carolina and or in Carolina. And it was bad. It was bad. So I want to encourage you to wish those people well that are dealing with the destruction of the hurricane, because apparently this was the first time in a long time since they have to, that they had to deal with something like this. It's amazing. And they're not getting, according to reports, they're not getting the proper help from FEMA. and this administration, the Democratic Party, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, or Joe Biden and Kamala Harris administration. And so the people, with the help of volunteers, people sending food over there and going over there and helping, and people dead, according to the report. It's just a bad situation. So wish them well. Here's a little update on what's happening. It's been reported that over 200 people are dead following Hurricane Helene. This is from KRME2. Nearly 700,000 homes remain without power, and the death toll stands at least 225 following Hurricane Helene. Isn't that amazing? Here's the update on the devastation and cleaning up of Hurricane Helene. Watch this from KRM2. Watch this.
More than a week after Hurricane Helene crashed the shore, the full extent of the damage is still coming into focus. In western North Carolina, Ben Phillips is shoveling a thick coat of mud and debris that's considered hazardous out of his home.
It's heartbreaking to everything we had in that house and all the memories we had with our kids.
He lives in the town of Marshall, where the North Carolina flood map shows only a 1% chance of flooding. Out of more than 8,000 properties in the county, just 98 had flood insurance. In hard-hit Asheville, this group of volunteers drove 5 hours to serve a hot meal.
We had people who are here in Asheville who have lost everything, and they're coming to help other people.
Amazing. It's amazing the devastation that water can cause. Really. And or a hurricane on top of that, it creates a lot of problems. It really, really does. I really wish these people well through this ordeal. And it looked like it was mostly whites. So since it was mostly whites, you can kind of relax. The government is not going to come and help you, especially if you're Trump supporters. So thank God volunteers are going in there, people doing what they can do to dig their way out of this horrible situation. Because if you're white, and especially if you're Republican, and now that the elections are really close upon us, they ain't going to help you. What the? What a mess, huh? The human heart is a wicked place. It is a wicked place, a selfish place. And they were saying that with communication still being spotty, one individual had to hike 11 miles to reach his parents. This is from KREM2. Watch this.
With communications still spotty, North Carolina resident Sam Perking hiked 11 miles and up 2,200 feet of elevation through downed trees, power lines, and mudslides to reach his parents, whom he hadn't heard from.
They were completely trapped. The road was impassable from trees and washouts.
The job he did and making the effort to come up and see us.
The ongoing cleanup stretches from Florida to as far north as Virginia. Helene is already the second deadliest storm to hit the U.S. mainland since Katrina 19 years ago. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
Cristian Benavides. What a mess, huh? Amazing. They call these natural disasters, things like this. I really wish the people well. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. I remember living out here in L.A. and seeing at least one or two really bad earthquakes. It was mind-blowing. Really, really. It's like you're so helpless to natural disasters. You just have to ride it through. And once it's over, thank God you made it. You stayed alive and you worked your way back. Let me go to Brandon out of Canada. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Brandon.
I'm calling to... I listened to the church yesterday. It was an amazing church.
Thank you.
And 2 days ago, I woke up in fear. And it's funny because the day before, I realized that how simple life really is. And I remember before, I used to want to want popularity, I had goals and dreams, and all of that was just a way of trying to fill the emptiness that I had.
Yes.
And after getting back to the Father, and I've been working on myself for 2 years now, and I keep doing the silent prayer every night, and I forgive my parents too as well. And now that this emptiness is being filled, it's like I want a simple life now. Like I noticed that I don't want those things anymore.
Right.
And let's take for an example, like I could talk to people, and before I used to go like party, and I had to be with people every day. Now most of the times, I see like maybe one person per month. And even when I see a person, people, like maybe for a couple of hours, and then I'm like, okay, I want to go back to my stuff. Like I noticed that I love being alone now, but not in like in a way that, oh, I just want to be alone and I don't want to talk to people. Just I'm okay with being alone.
Absolutely. And, nice.
And so... 2 days ago, I woke up in fear, but JC, it was the kind of fear that, I woke up and I thought I was going to die. Like in that dream, the devil was showing me like, you're gonna lose all your clients with your business. Somebody was pointing a gun at my head, and when I woke up, I was breathing so hard, and I thought I was really gonna die. Like I never felt that kind of fear before. And instead of making a phone call, and then when I woke up at maybe 3 a.m. in the morning, the devil was telling me like, oh, make a phone call or go on Instagram or go watch TV. But then I heard your voice telling me go through it and sit in it and don't run away from it. So I just sat in it. And for like about 5 minutes, it was so horrible. But after 5 minutes, it's like it just disappeared. And the fear just left. And then I could see that it was never my fear to begin with. And during that 5 minutes, it was like hell. I wanted to quit it, to go watch a TV, to go eat food. I wanted to do anything but to sit through it. But I decided just to sit through the pain. And it was amazing how it left after that.
Amazing, man. I totally understand it. You got to stay with it, stay with it, and it only gets better. And that's what we all, if we want to be free, we got to go through the valley of the shadow of death and to sit in that fear and do nothing about it, whatever the emotion is or the thought and emotions are. You have to sit and go through the valley of the shadow of death. And God is with you. Amazing. And the last thing that every person wants to do is to go through the valley of the shadow of death. They'll quote that prayer or whatever this psalm or whatever it is, they'll quote it, but you live it and go through it, it's a different story. Right on, man.
Yeah, it's really a different story. That's right. And I noticed something else, too. I watch a lot of your interviews.
Yes.
And I noticed that sometimes, let's say you talk about a subject with a guest, and I see that you, when you see like the, when you see that the guest is just not going to answer the question, or that you know that you see that he can't see, you just move on to another subject. And I realized that because sometimes, like, let's say I have a conversation with a person, and I'm just going to tell him, like, and I see that he's angry about something or whatever. I'm just going to, let's say I ask him, how are things with your father or whatever. And then I see that he's not going to, he doesn't really want to get better or anything. Before, I would want to, like, convince him and tell him, like, really try to explain to him. And now I just see that he doesn't really want it, and I just move on. And I just ask another question. And I, when I saw that you were doing that in some interviews, I found that really interesting because I see that sometimes people really just doesn't want it, so you just move on.
And why did you want some, why before you wanted someone else to get better? Why did you want that?
Because I think that I didn't want to lose them.
Why?
Because losing them would mean that I will be by myself.
Oh, I see. What the?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it was really for me now that I think about it. It was never about them. It was always about me.
The ego is always about self. It is never about anyone else. It doesn't love anyone else. It doesn't care about anyone else. It's all about self. That's how parents are with children, relationships, everything. It's always about self. It's never about anyone else. Well, you stay with it, man, and stay with
it.
Stay with it, Brendan, and it only gets better.
Thank you, and I will call you back someday.
Absolutely. Take care, buddy. Stay with it.
Thank you. You too.
All right. You got to sit through the fear. You got to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And God is with you. And the valley is, it's the thoughts and emotions. That's the valley of the shadow of death that you must go through. If you want to be free, but if you love your misery and you want to stay in your hell, you don't have to do it. Stay right in your hell and put no effort toward overcoming. And just live the life that you want to live. You're free to do it. Anthony is out of Washington State. Anthony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Picking up my call, man. I appreciate you. And I wanted to say, first, I wanted to say, I've been watching your stuff for, like, the last few years, man, like, even old videos. And, man, you inspire me, man, really. Just want to say thank you on that one.
You're welcome, and stay with it.
What I wanted to say is, you know, when you have your show and you have interviews with certain some people and you tell them how the mothers are evil and how they – not all, but most keep their kids away from their fathers. And a lot of people will sit there and not a lot, but some people will sit there and disagree with you and not like, oh, that don't happen. And I wish I just look at the screen. I just yell at the screen like, yeah, man, it does. Cause it happened to me for like, you know, 18 years. I got twins, my son and my daughter, they're 18 now and they graduated and this stuff. So they're doing well. But, their mother, their whole life, could even separate their whole life because I was a bad dude back then. Like, I was cheating and doing things in the streets, you know, whatever. And, you know, she kept me away from them for years. You know, I tried my best for, let me see them. You know, I tried to call her phone because, you know, they didn't have cell phones. They were too young. So I called her phone and she'll hang up. She'll change the number and anything in her power to kind of, like, make sure I didn't be around them because she was so angry with me because I left her for a white girl at the time, you know? So it was like the whole family just looked at me like, oh, you left her for a white girl, you know, like some Waiting to Exhale movie crap, you know? So but it does happen. And, you know, when the kids turned 14, when they finally got cell phones, I was calling them every day, like, calling them every day. And, you know, we hang out and, once in a while, and I was a weekend dad and I worked my butt off. Child support was killing me, man. I mean, like I was living in motels and renting rooms and just cause I couldn't make ends meet, but I wasn't really mad cause I know my kids were taken care of, but you know, she was on government assistance and she still is. So it's like, I would bust my butt working and this money would be taken out. And especially during the pandemic was the worst time because, like you just said, you got to go through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, I was as a dishwasher at a Denny's restaurant during the pandemic when everything was shut down. I lost my apartment and stuff. And I was working there making $13.65 an hour. And this was just a couple years ago, you know. And they were taking everything out of my check. And I was only coming out with like $250 every 2 weeks. That's all I was bringing home to myself.
Amazing. So, amazing.
Yeah, right. But where I was living at, the manager understood, you know, so she was a cool lady. And she was like, you know, just keep going, keep working, keep working. So anyway, when the kids turned 18, there was no more child support. You know, I paid it off. Everything was good. It was just a real hard struggle. But people have to understand that there are guys out there that are really good fathers. There are some deadbeats. I've seen them. They don't want to spend time with their kids at all, but there are good guys out there like myself that care about nothing in this world besides his kids. Now the kids are 18. Oh, my son is,
But even if a father is quote unquote deadbeat, that is still not a reason that the mother should keep the children away from their father, because the children doesn't care if the father's deadbeat. Their spirit, their soul yearn for their fathers, and they don't care what the situation is between the mother and the father and the mother. They just want to be with their children, with their father. But the mother is so wicked, she doesn't care about that. And she'll use that, oh, he a deadbeat. She'll use that as a reason to destroy the children and try to get back at the father. The kids didn't tell you to lay down with a quote-unquote deadbeat and make a baby. They shouldn't have to suffer at all for it. But the mother don't care because their hearts are wicked.
Man, you're right about that. The kids do suffer. And I'm telling you, man, these guys suffered a lot, man.
Yeah.
Especially what their mom put them through, living in them, you know, ghetto old apartments and fighting with neighbors every day. And it was just, man, just whack, man, just wild stuff, you know. And now that my son, I think they love me. I know my daughter does. She's going through some emotional stuff, but you know, I do the best I can to talk to her and give her the best advice. And
did you tell them to forgive their parents?
Man, that's what I wanted to get to. So I talked to their mom about 5 years ago, and we got to an argument about something. And I forgot. I try to forget that, but I do remember when I said to her, I said, "Why don't you just tell the kids the truth that why they're such full of anger? Because you just kept me away from them. Like,
yeah,
you've done everything in your power to keep me away from them. You moved and I couldn't find you guys for a year one time, and turned off cell phones, blocking everybody on Facebook, and you know, just anything in your power. Why don't you just tell them the truth so they can at least get over that?" And she just looks at me and she just says, I ain't telling them nothing. So one day my son told me, I caught him smoking weed. And I walked over to him and I just snatched the joint out of his hand. I smashed it in my hand and he turned around, and my son's like taller than me. I'm 6'2". He's like 6'4". And his kid turned around. He's like, "If you want to fight, we can fight right now." I turned around. I looked at him and I said, "If we was not at your sister's graduation," I said, "I'll put your face in the dirt right now, boy." And I've never whipped him. I've never put my hands on him. But him threatening me like that, the only thing I could think of was, man, that kid is so full of anger.
Hold on, Anthony. Hold on for a minute. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. Okay, welcome back, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. Check out the Punchy episode today at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Pacific time on Punchy.tv. Do we have it ready? No? Watch this.
What do you think about that mouthful that he gave, though?
Insane. If you got to ask somebody all that, you shouldn't marry him.
You're so caught up with trying to figure out whether this woman is godly and the one. That's not even what you're supposed to be thinking about.
It's about being able to see. Can you see and let everything else be what it has to be?
God has nothing to do with anything he's talking about. I don't see God anywhere in anything he's said so far.
Punchy. .tv. Brand new episode today at 2 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and Punchy.tv. Also, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. On this side of heaven. So by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And so, if you need counseling, family or individual, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And we'll get you in as soon as possible, all right? We kind of book, but we sometimes people reschedule and all kind of stuff. Check it out. Let me go 888-7753. 773. Let me go back to Anthony out of Washington, dealing with his children. Anthony, so you told your son that when he said that to you about he would take you down, you would fight him back?
Well, it was my daughter's graduation. She graduated first. And we're outside taking pictures, and there was a bunch of people, and I was trying to find my son. And I go around the corner, and I saw him standing there with his mom's sister. And he was smoking weed, and his sister, his auntie is like 40-something. So I looked at her, and I just said, you know, the law-abiding citizen that I am nowadays, I just looked at her, and I said, I could throw your butt in jail right now. He ain't 21 to smoke this stuff. And she backed off, and then I grabbed a joint from his hand, and I smashed it, and I said, come on, let's go, man. We'll talk later, because it was my daughter's graduation. They're waiting for us over at the thing. And he just said, we could fight right now. And I looked at him, and I'm telling you, Jesse, man, I wanted to put my hands on that boy so bad because, you know, my son, he's like 6'4", so I don't know, you know. So I just said, man, let's go. I didn't talk to him for about a couple weeks after that. And I called him and explained to him why I didn't put my hands on him. and why. And he wasn't getting all loud and all like, come on, let's go. Like, after I told him we'll talk later, he just kind of like just dropped whatever and walked along with us, whatever. So that ended from there. But, you know, what I wanted to say is that the reason why I know that she's not telling the kids this, even though it's years later, like, you know, oh, I kept your dad away from you guys and, you know, purposely because I was angry at him, and is because she knows that they're going to just be full of anger towards her, and that's not what she wants, you know?
But they are already full of anger. Because
man, I'm telling
of
you,
time,
they're full of anger, Jess.
Did you tell them, your children, to forgive both you and their mother?
Yeah, but when I said forgive your mother, they looked at me one time and they were just like, you know, well, what we got to forgive her about? You know, she's done everything she could for us. I just kind of just dropped it from them. I'm like, you know what, forget about it, man. You know, I said, come on, let's go. Then we went out to go hang out with our day that we were doing that day. I hang out with them every weekend, you know, on my days
off.
So
did you tell them to forgive you and the mother?
Yeah. My daughter says she forgives me, and my son was just like, well, Dad, I always forgive you. But I think he was just talking out of his side of his neck on that one just to get it over with.
Amazing. And so because of time, your question for me is what?
Well, it's not really a question. I just wanted that message out there, man, that when you tell people that, especially when you had that young dude that looked like Louis Farrakhan on your show, The Fallen State. You had him on there. I forgot. Rizzo.
Yeah.
And when you talk to him, and he just kind of like didn't really agree with it too much. And then there's another guy on there that didn't really agree with it too much. And I was just like, man, these guys really don't know. Like, it's hard out here for good dads that have, how am I trying to curse, harlot moms that are out there keeping the kids away from their dads. And it's not cool at all. You know, I forgave my mother, though. I never had a father.
Are you black or Hispanic?
I'm mixed. My mom is black and Italian, and my father is a Mexicano.
Oh, okay.
I don't know my father. Yeah, my mom was with the moms that you talk about. Yeah, that was my mom, man. So that's what caught me on your show in the beginning.
So you went and forgave your mother?
Yeah, I did. I actually did a couple years ago. I called her and I explained about you. I said, yeah, I've been watching this guy named Jesse Lee Peterson, Mom. You should check him out. He's a cool brother. And I said, and he was telling me, like, you know, the only way we men or people in general, but mostly men, to get over their anger is forgive the person that kind of like brought it up on them in the beginning. And I said, I forgive you, Mama, and I love you, man. And she was just like, you know, she kind of cried a little bit, and she was like, well, thank you. And I said, you know, you did the best you could, and you know, with us.
And so how things going for you now? How's life for you?
Man, it's actually going better. I had to walk through that, like you just said, I had to walk through that valley, man. And that valley was, it didn't take me down, it just kept me going because, like I said, you inspired me so much. I just kept my faith in God and just kept pushing. I knew God had a plan for me, and I know that God wouldn't put something in front of me that I can't handle, any of us, really. God won't put something in front of us that we can't handle, and I just went through it. So I'm working good now, got a good job, you know. My daughter, she has a job. My son, he has a job. You know, they're working, they're keeping, you know, so
right on.
The communication's still kind of off, but not bad or negative. Me and my mom, we don't talk much. We talk once in a while, but we ain't talking about a week or so, because we had a conversation about how, believe it or not, how fathers have to be in the child's life. And she said, you know, that's just some old 1950s, this, and then, and it's just as much from there. So, and she likes to bring up the past of, like, you know, the way, you know, I was out there in the streets. You know, I used to be a drug dealer, so years ago. So, but she would, like, bring it up, you know, like, oh, if you was doing that and you would have had this and you should have went over and fought for your kids.
You're doing the right thing by not communicating with her. Stay away from her, and you just work on you. You don't need mama.
Right.
And so just in your heart, wish her well. And you stay with the side of the prayer. Just work on you. It's just going to get better for you, all right?
Thank you, Jess. I appreciate you, man.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. Take care, Ethan.
Amazing.
Call me again.
Bye.
Right now. There's one line open, 888-773-773. Super chat.
Over on X. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, by the way.
In response to most husbands and wives hate each other.
Right.
They don't love each other. Vanessa on X says,
you can really say all, unless they have started to work on themselves and overcome that anger.
Vanessa says, I did/still do love my ex-husband, but I don't think he wanted love. He wants sex, control, etc. He divorced me. I never asked for alimony or anything. I can now see clearly he never loved me. I saved his life once, coached his breathing. We'll always love him.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vanessa. And Skywatch V says, in response to children living, adult children living 18 miles from mama.
Yeah.
On average.
Can you believe that? We reported on a story last week that most men and women live at least 18 miles away from mama. That is evil. That is insane. How will you grow up as a man or woman? How would you grow up and mature if you stay that close to mama? What the? Amazing. Go ahead.
Skywatch V says, economically speaking, it seems like a big advantage to pool resources together.
No. You're grown. You ain't got to pool resources with mama no more.
If my mom was still alive, I know she would be helping me, my kids and I right now.
That's the problem.
She respected me as a sovereign parent. She knew she couldn't tell me how to raise my kids.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Skywatch V.
Yep.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California, bought a coffee. Jesse, I want to ask a question.
Ask.
Who sings your theme song? I want to hear the whole version. P.S. I disavow Hake. Laughing face. What a mess. With tears.
I don't know if we had a whole song at this time.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we don't have it. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
This is all you're going to get.
Yeah.
Someone, three coffees. Jesse, why do women, who are closer to the devil, live longer than men?
Because men don't know how to deal with the hell in the woman, including their mama, and so their mothers, and so they end up stressed out. Because they're trying to deal with the woman, they're trying to understand her, they're trying to get something from her, and she's stressing them out, and then they die. That's why. And you can test this. Overcome anger so that you won't have any stress within. You'll see. You'll live longer than the woman. But that's what it is. They're trying to deal with hell, and they don't understand what they're dealing with. Amazing.
Jimmy Carter outlived, what's her name?
Outlived Brenda?
I forget her name.
His wife?
Yeah.
Oh, she dead?
I think so.
Jocelyn.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Something like that.
Yeah. Not that he's this alpha man, but I don't know.
He figured it out, though. He's a Southern boy, though, right?
Indeed. Peanut farmer.
I rest my case.
Obinson. Obi to Moolah on Cash App says, put God first and all things will fall in place.
For sure. Thank you.
Someone, three coffees. Jesse, if you are nobody and I am nobody, how do you have your own world and body and I have my own world and body?
God gave it to you. Amazing.
Lent.
What?
Lent. Lent it to you for a time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
What else?
Hey, you're mucking it up.
Thank you.
This is from Friday. Pastor Chatelet says, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cats. Eat the cats. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cats. Eat the cats. Emojis.
Where are the cats and the dogs out in Ohio? We can't find them. Somebody is having them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Amazing. Thank you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Tony bought a coffee. Must be cuckoo, cuckoo, crazy people say I am. Must be cuckoo, cuckoo, crazy eating fatty ham. Must be cuckoo, cuckoo, crazy. I don't understand. In a crazy land? What a mess. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I think those are lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Amazing.
Another coffee from Tony. Christ is not king. He is our brother. He does not sit above us, but walks beside us. He was not a ruler, but a teacher. He said, you shall do greater things than I. A king would not say that. To me, that makes sense. That's what I learned from you, Jesse. Thank you. I hope I got it right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice.
CLC over on the IG says, I almost cussed out my pastor. He said anger is not sin, and Jesus controlled his anger, and that we can't be perfect after reading Jesus tell us to be perfect.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Sending people to hell.
Well, you don't want to curse him out. But you definitely don't want to listen to any message from anyone that tells you anger is good. Jesus was angry. You need anger, and you can control anger. They're lying to you. They're lost. Lost people listen to lost people. So don't cuss them out, but don't accept that message at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin on YouTube during Bond church service. Can you serve justice by saying killing a person and love them simultaneously? Can you serve justice by, say, killing a person and love them simultaneously? You know, like put them to death for an execution for a crime or something.
You mean like can the prison do that?
He asks, can you serve justice by killing a person and also love them simultaneously?
So he's asking that if a person go to jail.
No, he didn't say anything about jail or not jail.
But then I don't understand the question.
I say yes, Kevin.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. And what do you understand about the question?
Because, like, let's say somebody commits a capital crime.
But then if the person that carried out the execution, they're not concerned about if they love that person. They're just doing a job.
Right.
So,
and they're not hating them.
They're not, right. They're not loving them or hating them. They're just working for a paycheck.
Yeah.
But so I didn't understand what you understand about the question.
I think you can serve justice and killing a person isn't hate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Igor Tough Torta over on X on the live stream during church. Love the empty chair in the background during church.
Thank you.
Salute emoji.
There's a chair that sits in the back by itself.
That's for Jesus.
Fellowship. Huh?
That's for Jesus.
That's right. And so thank you from X. Support us on X. Follow us over there on X. Thank you.
Shannon on X says, hello from Athens, Greece.
Hello. It's me. Hello, Shannon. From Greece. Greece is the word that you heard, that you heard. Thank you.
Shout out to Aries One with a diamond. No message yesterday.
Right on. Thank you.
Winston on X says, nice one, bro. Hello from Dublin. That's in Ireland.
Right on. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody their mama, if you're white. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalkSeeker asks, how can I reconcile the desire to do things with the understanding that I don't need to do anything? In the present moment, everything is complete. There's nothing to add. Yet a baby wants to walk and a child wants to go to the park. If I recognize these desires as just wants and not essential, am I okay to go to the park and play?
I don't understand the question. Well, was it a question or they're just making a statement?
No, it's a question. Am I okay to go to the park and play? If I want to go to the park, I'm like antsy to go somewhere.
But you said something about how can I reconcile something?
How can I reconcile the desire to do things with the understanding that I don't need to do anything?
It's not clear for me. Call me.
Fair enough.
888-775-3773. Matter of fact, there's one line open. Who's that?
Seeker.
Seeker, call me. I have a follow-up with that. I can't respond to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Seeker. What?
Oh, Derek talking to me. I don't know if that's the same. I don't know if that's the same. He's telling me in my ear, but my producer, he be like, thank you, though. Call me.
I sort of like the question.
And what did you like about it?
You know how you get antsy, you want to do something, but it's all like ego.
You have ants in your pants that you need to dance.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
Vaguely, yes, yeah. I do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Finally.
And let's say I want to go to the beach. It's not like it's bad to go to the beach, but I don't need to go to the beach. Everything is fulfilled. And if I don't go to the beach, I'll realize it's fine not going to the beach. But it's still okay to go to the beach, but I should wait and let that urgency and antsiness pass and then maybe go or not go.
Amazing. Thank you.
I tried, Seeker.
I tried. You may have answered the question. I'm not saying you didn't answer it. I just didn't understand the question.
Fair enough. Did that help at all?
For me?
Uh-huh. For you to understand what he was getting at?
No.
Okay.
But it made sense, I guess, to you.
Yeah.
Right on.
I can relate to it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Seeker. Hope you call.
Yeah, call me Seeker.
Soterios bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Hey, Jesse, yesterday about an hour before church, he posted a 10-year-old incident from 10 years ago on X of an 80-year-old man that shot and killed an unarmed woman in the back. She was already running away screaming she was pregnant after trying to rob him with another guy. And you just commented, when boys were boys and men were men. People in the comments really had a blast with this and made a joke of it. I was so disgusted, I couldn't watch church afterwards. What the heck?
You overreacted.
What the heck made you post this 10-year-old story an hour before church on a Sunday morning? And yes, I understand defending yourself, but if someone's already out your house and running away, shooting them in the back doesn't seem so manly to me. SMH, shaking his head.
Well, I can't explain why I posted that. But we have an update on this story.
Yeah, we have an update.
Yeah.
He was not charged, even in the beautiful state of California. He was not charged with murder. It was self-defense, after all. And nice. She was not pregnant.
She was not pregnant.
Right.
Nice.
She was lying.
Wow.
And her accomplice was charged with murder since she died in the commission of a felony. They beat him up, broke his collarbone, and so it was not cast in the way that you're thinking. But thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you. And I didn't know what I was doing when I posted it. I wasn't aware of what I was doing. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. You asked a question in church.
Ask.
Why do I listen to thoughts? My answer is because I am still in this world doing my best not to be of it.
Well, if you listen to thoughts, you are of the world. You can't help but be of it. Stop listening to thoughts, and you will be in it, but not of it. All right? So work on distrusting thoughts and suffer practical ones. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, someone. Another 5 coffees from someone. Do I need to say anything to my wife if she wants to keep following her earthly family? Like now she's going to a church her sister suggested because she thinks you are too loco. That you are loco? Being crazy.
No, let her suffer. You warn her, you tell her, but don't force it, and let her live in her hell and suffer. Really. And you continue to work on you. Just work on you.
5 coffees from Piotr. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thanks for your support.
And thank you, guys. We'll have to read the rest of them later.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. When I come back, your phone call and updates. I mean, some more amazing stories here. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news and not the fake news coming right now. Hate news and not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. Or you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Female Monday. It is October 7th, AD 2024, the 1 year anniversary after the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel, by the way. I don't know if it's appropriate to call it an anniversary, but that's what they do. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right to your calls. And more great stories in the rest of your Super Chats. Call me Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Look up tonight into space, which is real, for a chance to see the Draconid meteor shower. It's expected to peak at 11 p.m. Eastern time. That is 8 Pacific, 10 Central. And we'll be likely to be on the sparse side with about 10 meteors at most streaking across the sky per hour. Pretty cool, though. Pretty cool meteors. An emotional day of commemoration has begun in Israel. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, to mark the first anniversary of the October 7th Hamas terror attacks. Thousands attended a vigil in Tel Aviv, and hundreds of family members and friends gathered at the site of the Nova Music Festival in southern Israel to honor those killed and taken hostage on that day. Many attendees at these memorials, they cried and comforted each other while recalling their loved ones' final moments. What a mess, huh? The Hamas attacks reportedly killed 1,200 people, and others are still held by the militant group Hamas. The assault also unleashed political disturbances thousands of miles away in the United States. What a mess. Israel's ensuing war in Gaza has killed more than 41,000 people, reportedly, and triggered a humanitarian crisis, serving as a catalyst for a widening regional conflict. Terrible stuff. Re-elect Trump. He'll put the smack down, bring some peace and order back. At least better chance with him than with anybody else. Am I right? And Hurricane Milton. That doesn't sound like a woman's name. Probably won't do much damage then, huh? No, I'm kidding around. Less than 2 weeks after Helene made landfall, which you heard about earlier this hour from JLP, pray for the victims, Florida residents bracing for another major storm, Milton. Milton expected to hit the Gulf Coast of Florida as a destructive and life-threatening Cat 3, Category 3 hurricane Wednesday, with 120-mile-per-hour winds. Is forecast to strike between Cedar Key and Naples, which includes the Tampa area. And with very low vertical wind shear and extremely warm sea surface temperatures, Milton will be able to gain strength over the next few days. Parts of the state could see more than 15 inches of rain. Is that about 15 inches, roughly? Rainfall, according to the National Hurricane Center. Some of the same communities are dealing with the effects of Helene, which hit Florida's Big Bend as a Cat 4 hurricane and killed at least 232 people across the southeast. Rest in peace. And the presidential race. Vice President cackling Kamala Harris and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. They're ramping up their campaign trail and media appearances this week in the race to Election Day. Now less than a month away, Trump Sunday told his supporters it could be the last election if Democrats remain on the black on the inside White House, remain in that White House. Billionaire Elon Musk made similar claims at Trump's rally in PA, Pennsylvania Saturday. Trump was at Butler, PA, the site where he got shot in the ear a few months back. And he went back there. As I was saying, he said, and he paid a beautiful tribute to Corey Comperator, however you say his last name. Harris, Kamala, made headlines with a sit-down interview released Sunday on the Call Her Daddy Dirty Nasty podcast, I guess, according to reports, where she dismissed attacks from Republicans over not having biological children. It's not the 1950s anymore, she said in the interview. The Democrat presidential nominee also blasted Trump over so-called abortion rights and casting himself as a protector of women, which he is. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
My bad, for it was my fault and my fault alone that I'm running in late. It was the hate news went by just like that. I was doing something else, and it was time just went by. What the? So my bad. It had nothing to do with anyone else. I can't blame it on a computer or anyone. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. It's a mamma mia. It's a hola. It's a si, senor. Gracias. When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? Amazing question, huh? If you're busy and about, in and out, and you can't sit and watch the show as it's happening right now, I know you're podcasting it, but you could be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to finish up on those as we move forward here. To donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. I'm gonna be looking over there.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Juanita out of Texas. Juanita, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Juanita. How are you?
I'm well, too.
Amazing. Right on.
Okay, so I called before. I was doing good. Well, but I keep falling into my thoughts one a month. And I don't see myself falling into my thoughts, but my kids and my husband do see me falling into my thoughts. And
they see you falling into your thoughts?
Yes.
And how do they see you falling into your thoughts?
Well, my husband told me you acting different. You treat us differently. I seem more irritated.
Oh, okay.
So it's a change. Sometimes I see it, sometimes I don't see it.
Right.
I see it more than before, and I'm trying to not identify with that.
Uh-huh. But
my husband remind me every single time, and you fell into your evil, and that take me to the evil. It take me right there to anger. I'm like, well, if you not see, if you not pointing at me, I'm trying to work in myself, but if you not pointing at me, I'm doing it. You let me work in myself, and I have difficult problems listening to him. I'm thinking that he's wrong and I'm right. And so it turned to an argument. And my question for you is, how can I deal with that anger when my husband trying to correct me? Because I get punished for falling into my anger.
Well, number one, you ask your husband not to correct you so much. You don't need him to always remind you if you're in your thought or not. You need to become aware of that yourself, because no other person can save you. Your husband can't save you. Your pastors can't save you. Your children can't save you. Money, people, places, and things can't do it. If your husband once in a while catch you overreacting to a situation, he can remind you of that, but don't overdo that either. But he should not be always correcting you. You need to practice being aware. And if you're not catching those thoughts and you notice that you're emotional, angry or feeling good or whatever, just realize you're in a thought. No big deal. Just come back to present. Be aware of your body. But he shouldn't be always correcting you.
Well, that's the problem. He is like really on top of that, and that make a problem bigger.
But the devil is using him by doing that to bring the anger out of you. And also, when he does that, try not, let the anger pass. Don't get angry, but he should not be correcting you like that. Only you need to see that for yourself, and then God will correct it.
Yeah, because it feels ridiculous. It's like, can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do? Because it's like a little thing. Like, if I put the chickens 1 hour late, I'm like, you see? You went to your task. You're not doing your job. I was like, I'm sorry for I was busy doing this, and I know I'm in my task right now. I'm really trying to work it out.
Yeah.
And I know it's different, but that... And I stay quiet, don't say anything. I can see the anger into your face. I'm like, yes, I'm angry. Because you pointing at, I know I'm already late with the chickens. I'm sorry. What can I do? But I don't want to see that. Never again. I was like, and it feels like hell. It feels hell. I'm like, what can I do?
It's horrible when men and women think that they got it. They woke up, they can see, and now they're constantly on someone else, the husband on the wife or the wife on the husband. It's evil, And if they truly could see for themselves, they would see not to do that. It's just that they're on an ego trip and they think they have it, and that's why they're doing it. But what I want you to practice doing, number one, tell them not to do it. You shouldn't do it. You need to work on you. And then if he continues to do it, let the anger pass, because he may be motivated by you getting angry. So let's say he does that and you get angry, that may be an ego motivation for him. And I'm not getting his side of the story. I'm only hearing yours right now. But it could be a motivation for him to keep doing that, because he knows that it makes you angry, and he might be getting a thrill from that.
So what I do with if he think that he's right, like I do something wrong, like, you know, the chickens or dinner a little bit late or something, they did wrong in his eyes, and he take me out of the room, like, okay, go sleep somewhere else, or say, go leave. I want you to leave the house. What can I do? Because I have difficult times. If he told me, you need to go, I have difficult times. I'm like, what? I need to go. What I did wrong to deserve to go?
Go where?
Get me out of the house. Like, get out of the house.
How can you do
can
that?
I do?
Why would you do that to you? If he's able to see and he has love, why would he treat you that way?
Because I'm evil.
Is he working on himself?
Yes, he's doing the silent prayer and working on himself.
So yeah. If he's working on himself, how can he treat you that way?
Because he said he don't want to be around evil.
I don't even understand that. I don't understand. Well, if he's working on himself, how can he treat you that way? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. That's only what he said. He said I'm evil and he don't want to be me. Like, he don't want him be close to me because he's close to God and he don't want to be. I have so much evil.
Really? Where is he? Is he home now?
No, he's at work.
Oh. Is he able to call me? I mean, I don't know if he wants to, because I don't understand what that means. If he's clearly working on himself, he will have to see and understand that you're working on yourself. How can he be that mean and nasty to you and put you out and all that? And are you like, other than not catching your thoughts and being aware, what are you doing that,
I do change my attitude to, you know, I call it my hormones. I can see myself being to get irritated at the kids sometimes when I'm doing homeschooling, and sometimes when the kids get and they don't listen, I kind of like, you know, scream more. I catch myself, and yes, I do scream to the kids more. I get irritated. Yes, I talk to the kids different. It's like I have two faces. Like when I'm stressed, I talk to the kids different than when I'm not. I'm a sweet person one day and I'm angry all the day. I can see that in myself, and I'm trying to work in myself in that, and I'm having very difficult times.
And why are you having a difficult time working on yourself like that?
For my size, it feels like because my husband is judging me so much. Like, it's constantly, you're doing bad, you're not working on yourself. And that made me fall back into my head. Like, he's judging me every single time. If I'm, like, stressed about money, like, what is the reason you stress about money? If I've made dinner late, if I've not feed the dogs really regular food or special food, it's like, well, you do things different. I'm like, well, it's okay if one day I feed it one food and the other day other food. That's fine. What is a big deal for that?
And when he tell you to leave the house, get out, where do you leave?
Sometimes, yes, I grab the truck and I go and walk or go do things that I need to be doing so he can stay with the kids.
And
so
do
I
you
have time alone.
And do you go back to the house once you leave?
Yes.
And why?
No, I'll go take a little break for the house and come back and do dinner and do what I have to do.
But if is he putting you out or he's just telling you to take a break?
No, sometimes he told me to take a break, but this past Thursday, he said, let's go talk outside, give me the keys and give me my purse and said, hey, you need to go. I have dentals. You lied to me. You told me that, you know, I need to, you know, you need to tell me. Normally you tell me, hey, I need you to go. And I grab my stuff and go. Well, you did this. This is wrong. And we argue.
Can you and your husband set up a counseling session at the same time so I can speak to both of you at the same time?
Well, he said he's the leader. I don't know if I put that in there, he go taking it right, because I could really know who make things without telling him. I could tell him, but every single time he said, I'm the leader, I'm the one, I should not listen to you.
You should not listen to me?
No, he said I should not listen to, he should not listen to me.
Oh.
So if I put a cancel this section when you are, I don't know if he's going to do it.
Oh.
So I will talk to him and, you know, tell him.
Because situations like this, when I'm only getting one side of the story, and not that you're wrong about what you're saying, but I need to hear both sides, and that way I can be fair.
I do understand.
Yeah.
But I do understand that.
But here's what I recommend. Let's say he doesn't want to do a session. I understand. But you got to practice, number one, never argue with him or anyone anymore. Don't argue back. And don't argue with evil in your imagination. And don't argue with evil inside of other people. And just be quiet and watch how the devil be try to motivate you to get angry, to overreact, to say something or lash out or something. Just watch those thoughts. And if you're feeling something about what he said, just watch it, because eventually you would see that there's no you, and the real you, which is no you, never felt anything about what he said or the way he acted, and you will overcome it.
Okay. That's what it feels. It feels like he get something for me when I get angry, and I get something for him when he get angry. Like,
yeah.
Constantly. That's what I wanted to know how to deal if he asked me, okay, what is the reason you're not talking today? What is the reason you're so quiet? You see, you're already in you angered. I might know, well, yes, I'm in my task right now, and I prefer to stay quiet because
I don't trust
what to do.
Yeah.
And I start an argument for me being silent.
So when you say, well, I'm just quiet because I don't know what to do right now, I'm in my thoughts, and I don't know what to do, and then if what you're saying is true and he want to argue, just don't argue back. Just say, okay, I understand, but don't argue back. Let him argue by himself. Do not respond to another person's argument or hatred.
Okay, and when he punished me for being evil?
He can't punish you for being evil. How can someone punish you for being evil? That doesn't mean you can't punish another man or woman for being evil. God is not even punishing you for it. How can another human being punish you for it?
Okay, so how can if he told me go, I know that I need to obey whatever he said. If he's right or wrong, I need to obey him.
Even when he's wrong?
What can I do if he's my leader?
You need to obey him even when he's wrong?
I think because he's my leader.
No, he's not your leader. He's your husband.
Yeah, but you know, say that God and men and women and women and children.
Right, but when he's wrong, he's your husband, he's not your leader. God is your leader. And because God is your leader, you obey your husband in the right way by not being ego rebellious.
That's one thing. I think I have so much ego.
Right.
I think I do sometimes things. No, sometimes. I think all the time I do things with ego.
Yeah.
And he talked to me, you know, he told me, you have so much ego. And I can see it, Jesse. I can see it. Sometimes when I talk about my dad's ego, okay, how can I kill that? How can I kill? And I have difficult times to kill my ego.
But it sounds like, and that's why I like to have both of you, it sounds like your husband is correcting you too much. He needs to focus on himself and not on you. And that way he doesn't overdo it so you can see these things for yourself.
Well, right now after this fight, he said that he told the kid, and he told me, he said, okay, kid, I cannot deal with, because my mom was acting the way I act. And my father, you know, it was gone all the time. And if he never, and he never corrected my mom, and I never see him correcting my mom.
Right.
So my husband said, okay, so I know, I do understand what is the reason your dad gave up. And I'm giving up right now. I'm giving up. The kids had to go over there and forgive me for the evil you put in them. And that's not my job. Your problem is coming when you're younger, and I cannot do anything. I give up right now. I cannot do anything in it. And it feels like for him giving out like that, now I have the opportunity to work in myself.
Yes.
Because him correcting me like that is making me be even more evil.
Absolutely. And so if he's giving up, that's good because he should not be trying to make you change. He can't work on you. He has to only work on himself. And so if he says, and I'm only going by what you're saying right now, right? So I don't have his side, so I don't know. But if he said, okay, I'm giving up, you got to go, you just say, okay, then that's good. Bye. And go and continue just work on yourself. Don't be angry at him. Just go and start living your life.
When he said like that, it's like, I don't even get anger. I was like, now I have the chance to do what I need to do in me.
Yes, absolutely.
That's how I feel. I'm not feel like, that's what I'm like, feel that I passed some, you know, I work a little bit past a different level in myself because before I went, I'm like, when he told me, hey, I leave you alone, it feels like emotional. And now it feels like, okay, that's exactly what I need to work on myself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I counsel with men and women, and I run up on men and women who one or the other think they have this spiritual journey down pat, and they're constantly trying to correct the other person, whether it's the man with the woman or the woman with the children, I mean with the man. And when they're doing that, they don't see that they're wrong. They don't see that they're imposing their will on their wife or on their husband, and it doesn't work that way. That's not, we can't save anybody. Your husband can't save you. You can't save him. You're responsible for your world, and he's responsible for his world. And he is not your leader. He is your husband. And God is your leader. Don't have any other person as your leader.
So can I still know God even if I don't obey my husband?
You can know God by not hating your husband. Don't be angry at him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't be angry at him. You will know God, and he will guide you in all situations, and you will always see what to do. And so, and you will be able to obey your husband in the right way, and you'll see what it really means to obey. Because obey doesn't mean you got to do what he tells you to do, even when he's wrong. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. Well, and when things happen like that, I know that he's wrong.
Right.
So if I had to obey to know,
no,
to a fight, to
no,
know
don't
a fight,
fight don't fight with him about it. But you don't have to obey anyone when they're wrong.
It feels like almost kind of impossible to. If he told me get out of the house and obviously obey his leave, I had to go. If I don't go, it will be a fight.
And so, why don't you just go and get your own place and live your own life?
Because I had 3 kids with him.
But does he want to keep the kids?
No, we don't want to fight for the kids. And
so
he said that the kids could be better with him. And I really believe that because I have evil and I'm a woman.
No.
I do believe that.
And so if you want to keep the kids and you need to work on yourself, why don't you let him keep the kids and you go live on your own and work on yourself?
That's a very tough decision, Jesse.
Why?
Because I'm homeschooling my kids.
But he'll figure out how to get that done if you're not there, right?
Yeah, obviously, yes. I feel that that's not right.
What's not right?
Me leaving the kids.
Why not?
Because I think they needed the moment they got together.
How old are they?
11, 9, and 5.
And so why do they need that?
They cannot do things on their own.
I know, but if
and
the father's...
My husband had to work.
I know, but if the father's telling you to leave, that he would take care of them, wouldn't that be fine?
How can I take that without emotion?
How can you do what now?
How can I leave without feeling emotional?
By overcoming emotions. You should not be attached to anyone or anything that you can't let go of. You have made that. That include fear, worry, doubt, insecurity, jealousy, envy, want to be like someone else, suicide thought, material things, children, parents, husband, and wife, or blah, 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 friendships or anything. There should be nobody or nothing that you would put before truth. And if you're emotional, you can't let it go, you're putting that before what is right. You're putting that before truth. And you would never be happy.
Yeah, I'm very emotional, especially when I fell into my thoughts. I get very emotional. I'm an emotional person.
You're not an emotional person. You're emotionally lost in your thoughts. It has nothing to do with you being a person. It's not you anyway. It's a false identity. All those emotions are fake and not necessary.
How can I take that off? How can I work it out?
By being aware. Just by being aware and going through the valley or the shadow of death. You got to feel the pain. You got to live in the pain. You got to live with the pain and go through the valley of the shadow of death. And the Father's with you, and he will save you.
Well, that sounds difficult.
What?
I said, that sounds difficult. I don't know how to do that.
I told you, just be aware of it. You know how when you feel anger?
Yes.
And you're aware that you feel anger? You notice you know that you feel anger?
Yes.
Just hold on for 1 minute. Hold on, then I'm going to finish up with Juanita, and then I'm going to go into the rest of the calls right after this short break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. The guy with the good hair, and he is on fire. James Hake, that is. And at 11 a.m. after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Amazing stuff. And at 2 p.m., a brand new episode from Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. I won't play it right now because I need to get back to the calls here. But Punchy.tv on YouTube and Punchy TV, all right? Check it out. And last but not least, the American Anchor Baby. He ain't called the Anchor Baby for nothing. He has energy to give away and still have a truckload left given to him by God. A genius. He's such a genius. He doesn't know what to do with himself. What the? Amazing. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Let me go quickly back to Juanita. Juanita.
Yes.
So what? The way you stop fighting with emotions by doing nothing about them, when you feel yourself feel anger, you feel it all frustrated and blah, 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 you see that. And when you see it, there's nothing to do. Do nothing about it but go through the valley of shadow of death. When you feel loneliness or anxiety or suicidal thoughts or worry or revenge or whatever, you feel it, you see it, you be aware, and you do nothing, and God will save you as you travel through that dark valley. That's what he's trying to save all human beings from, the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. And he's trying to save you, but when help tries to come and help you, you won't let help help you because you run to something else to help you. It's like I gave a talk yesterday about the people that were lost, that were delivered from Egypt. And Moses got them out of Egypt, and he was on his way to the promised land with them. Moses took a break to go up on the mountain and see what God would have him to do so he can see how to lead the people further. And when Moses went away, the people became anxious and got into their thoughts, and they were tripping out, they were worried, they were murmuring. And so one of the leaders of the people one of the people in the group rose up and said, hey, Moses is not coming back. Where is Moses now? Moses got us out of Egypt and he left us here. And the people went, yeah, that's right. That's right. Moses is not going to help us. And they fell for another leader, a wrong leader. And they started following that leader. They turned against Moses. And that leader led them down the wrong road. And the leader finally said, let's build a golden calf. And they're like, okay. And that's what happens when you follow thoughts, when you try to fight them. God is trying to send you help in the midst of that, but you won't let him. You won't accept the help. You reject Moses. So when the pain comes, just relax in the pain, live in the pain, and let the Father save you. He's trying to send you help to bring you back into the promised land.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes. I was doing that, and yeah, it was painful, but in the end, everything was okay.
Yeah. And the pain that you feel is not you feeling the pain. Yes, you feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body. But it's not you. You're not the thoughts or the pain. And that's why you got to stop calling you and just feel the pain. Feel the pain. Live in the pain. Ride with the pain. Get over the pain. Lay down with the pain. Travel with the pain. Eat with the pain. Work with the pain. And do nothing about the pain. And it will be taken away from you.
That sometimes even made me feel like physical pain. And I'm like, that's only a thought. And I let it go. And I'm like, well, where did pain go?
Yeah.
I'm like, the mind is working.
The mind is working really hard. The mind is a terrible thing to save.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I got to run, but calm down. So when your husband makes you feel something, just quietly know that you feel it. Don't blame him for it. Because you are your fears. You are your anger, meaning you are identified with it. And so you make it you. But don't argue with him. Don't argue back. And notice you feel anger and do nothing about it, all right?
Okay, that's what I was thinking I was doing. I was blaming him.
No, he...
And I was not taking my side.
Yes. He is not to blame for anything that you feel. Those feelings are inside of you. They're not outside of you. He is not putting them into you. He did not create them. They were already there when you met him, and he already has his when he met you, and neither one of you are responsible for what you feel. Not one other person other than your parents, and you forgive them. Other than your parents, nobody else is responsible for what you feel. It's in you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking your time, Jesse. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Juanita. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Susan out of Michigan. Susan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
All is well, Susan.
Why I'm calling is...
Are you a first-timer?
I have... No.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I called before.
Okay.
I can't sleep sometimes because I have bad memories of my life, and they just keep popping in and won't leave me.
Bad memories of the way we were.
Well, of things that happened to me.
Yes.
So, like, when I was 5, I was sexually molested by the neighbor.
Yes.
And he was an old man, and he did things to me. And my mother would send me there to him. I guess she didn't know. I don't think she knew. But then I just refused to go back and would hide under the bed, and she couldn't find me and whatever. And so that set off a snowball in my life of sexual abuse by many people until I was finally kidnapped. I was 17. And, you know, all those things that happened to me that were similar since the time I was 6 years old or 5 years old. And they keep coming back to my head. And I don't know how to stop them, to eliminate those memories. And that's why I'm calling. I just want to know a little guidance of how I can get rid of those memories.
And so have you forgiven your mother and the people that treated you that way?
Well, my mother, when she was dying, she went to a seminar and she wrote down that she didn't like or care for any of her children. So that helped.
No
that
mother
helped
care.
A lot.
No mother care for their children. There's well, not one mother that care about their children, period. But
well,
anyway,
that helped a lot.
Okay.
Because, you know, I thought she cared about us. You know?
No, she
and,
did
and,
not.
And, you know, I when she was dying, I went to help to take care of her. And I asked her, you know, why didn't you protect us from our father? Because he... You would have to walk arm's length away from him. If you got any closer than his arm length, he would hit you.
Nice.
And so...
Well, not nice.
Yeah, I know.
So did you forgive your mother?
It's very difficult. How do you do that? You know, it's just, how do you do that? I tried. In my mind, I tell her I forgive her, but it's not real. I'm lying.
And so, so have you, I understand. Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm not going to lie and say yes, but I try to.
And
I
so
I say it the words, but no, I know.
Have you forgiven the guys who you had sex with?
I don't feel like I should forgive them because that's what they did. That's what they like to do. So I was just an object. I was just an object there for them.
And have you forgiven them?
I didn't know I need to forgive them because I was sold to them, you know.
And have you forgiven them?
They were just... I've never thought about forgiving them because to them, I was a purchase.
How much did they sell you for?
I don't even know.
Oh, and have you forgiven them?
I never thought about forgiving them. So, no.
And have you forgiven the people who sold you and the ones who bought you?
I did not forgive the guy that sold me. No.
And
didn't
how?
Forgive him.
And
but
how,
he's dead. So I was happy that he's dead. I found out he was dead.
But yet you're still miserable, though he is dead. You're still not happy.
Well, I had a son, and I thought he was the father. And then my son took a DNA test and found out that no, he was not the father. So that made me happy.
But you still
that was the best day.
But you still miserable. Let me ask, because of time. Let me ask: how will you ever be forgiven if you never forgive? And how will you ever have peace if you never forgive?
Well, forgiving is hard.
How do you know if you've never forgiven? And who is worse, the people who have sex with you or you for hating the people who have sex with you? Who is worse?
I didn't hate them. It was just something that was being done.
Did you get angry at them? I thought you were angry at them.
I got angry at the first. Well, I'm angry at them.
And so who is worse?
I never thought I was angry. I just didn't think I was angry, that's all.
I understand. Who is worse? The anger or the angry?
They're worse because I was a victim.
No, how are they worse? And you're the one judging them. And that's why you don't have peace.
Well, I didn't think I was judging them. I just want to stop their memories.
If you truly want the memories to stop, how can you stop the memories when you won't forgive? How will you be able to forget if you don't forgive?
I guess it's hard to forgive because I was never trained to forgive or never taught how to forgive.
I understand. And so because
just went on with life. You just go on with life. That's all.
Yeah, you go on with hell. You don't go on with life. You go on with death. But if you really want to be free, you must forgive your mother, your father, the men who did that to you, the people who sold you. Because whatever happened, it happened to your body. You're not your body. It happened to your body. You're not your body. And the memories keep playing back because evil keep reminding you because evil is living in you because your heart is wicked. And evil wants you to stay angry so it can continue to dwell in you so it can have a false life. It's not you. You must forgive even the people that did that. Because just as you can't help but hate them, they could not help but hate, and the hate that it drove them to do what they did.
So how do you know when your forgiveness is complete? If I just say I forgive you, how do I know that that's been forgiven?
Because you would be free, and you will remember no more. And if you ever brought up those incidents, it would be like it didn't happen to you. It was like almost like you're making up a lie because there would be nothing because your spirit will heal as your body has already healed, but your spirit is not healed because you have the anger. You're judging. You're playing God. And the one with the anger is worse than the one that they're judging. You are a murderer. You are evil.
You're funny. You're just crazy guy.
Well, mess.
I know. I'm going to try.
So you must forgive because they could not help themselves. The same spirit that's driving you to hate them, it's the same spirit that was driving them to hate you and do what they did.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No
problem. I forgive while I'm doing the silent prayer? Because I understand when you do the silent prayer, you're not supposed to think about anything. Just listen.
Just be aware. Yeah, be aware of the thought. You can forgive the moment you realize that you're wrong for judging, for being angry. And in that very moment, you can forgive, and you're going to see there's no reason at all, ever, at any time, no matter what happens in life, there's never justification for anger. Never a reason to be angry.
Okay.
Those people could not help themselves. They were driven by evil, just as you are driven by evil. And when you forgive them, God will forgive you. And you will understand why they did what they did. That doesn't mean it right. It doesn't mean you're accepting it as a right. It's just that you're going free from it. You have a God will give you a clear mind. All memories would disappear. And if you ever have to use them again, it would be in a practical way but not in an evil spiritual way where it bring pain.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can see, I can understand how this will work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it. Yeah. So if, when you say, have you forgiven, I have to continually forgive.
Well, once you see that you're
wrong. Until it goes away.
Yeah, once you see that you're wrong for hating them, your mother and the man and the men and everybody else, then once you see that you're wrong, and then you see that you're wrong, you're saying to God, you know what, I'm wrong. I've been playing God. I've been judging these people. I couldn't see that they couldn't help themselves. When you see that, then God is going to take the spirit of anger away from your heart, and then he is separating you from your imagination, that old nature, and he will give you a totally clear mind. All you need to become is a seer. You need to see what's going on with you in the imagination. You're not your thought, and let them pass. But if you do get caught up, just realize you're in a thought and come back to be aware of your body.
Okay, thank you so much.
And really, you will be free. It's going to be amazing. But you got to stop judging. You're worse than the people who did that to you.
I can't think that.
But it's true. Anyone that has anger is a murderer, and they are worse than the people that they're judging.
Okay.
I wish you well, Susan.
Thank you. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I do.
And you feeling better already, huh?
I do, yes. I really appreciate the silent prayer.
Yeah, and now that we had the conversation, didn't that help?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. A little window opened up.
That's what you need. It's just a little, tiny, little taste of life. I mean, a light. Life and light. And that light will become brighter and brighter and brighter when you see what's going on with you, that you're not your thoughts, you're not your body, you're not your emotions. Emotions are not necessary. That type of thinking is not necessary. It's not the voice of God. And you'll see that's all you need is that little, tiny bit of life, light, and the light would turn bright. All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
888-775-3773. What the? I'm going to take another top of the hour break, one more hour to go. When I come back, folks, straight back to the calls and to the super chats. Hate is coming in with hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Amazing! Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Female Monday, beautiful Female Monday, October 7th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back for the third hour, third and final hour of today's The Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The Hake Report is following at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 Central, 12 Eastern, noon Eastern, thehakereport.com, and then Joelle Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific, that's 1 Central, 2 Eastern, and then Punchy TV on YouTube, a nice new episode. Hope you enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Punchy TV on YouTube, premiering at 2 p.m. It's a pre-taped one. It's not live. 2 p.m. Pacific Time, all right? 4 Central, 5 Eastern, American Anchor, baby, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. The American Anchor, baby, on YouTube, on Rumble, and Gorgonzola on DLive. Nice. Frontier Airlines, speaking of American Anchor, baby, did you hear about this Frontier Airlines scare? A plane on fire, flames visible underneath a Frontier flight. It wasn't Anchor Baby flying it. As it made a hard landing, quote unquote, at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas on Sunday. Probably it was because of the name of that evil airport, Harry Reid. Evil man. Rest in peace, I guess. Flight 1326 was arriving from San Diego, and the plane was in the process of landing when smoke was reported in the cockpit, and the pilots declared an emergency. The plane was then experienced a hard landing where basically tires blew, airport officials told Comey Nonsense. Firefighters responded immediately. 190 passengers and 7 crew members were safely transported to the gate area. So said officials. The National Transportation Safety Board and the airline are investigating the incident. Wow, wild. There's video footage of it too, by the way. And Pope Francis has selected 21 new cardinals in a move that broadens the pool of who will choose his successor. Cardinals are second only to the Pope in the church hierarchy, this so-called church. They hold senior positions in the Vatican, and they act as the Pope's main advisors. Most of them will elect the next pontiff, which I guess means Pope, because pontiffs pontificate like as if they're the Pope. Francis is 87 years old. He made the surprise announcement Sunday after commenting on the spiraling conflict in the Middle East. Among the new list is the Archbishop of Tehran, Dominique Mathieu, a Belgian missionary. With the Pope's decision to choose a cardinal in Iran, likely part of his desire to push for dialogue with Islam and peace in the Middle East. Francis also chose a Ukrainian bishop, Mykola Bichok, who at the tender age of 44, will become the youngest cardinal. His selections also include bishops from Indonesia, Algeria, Japan, and the Ivory Coast. Interesting, huh? Sort of. Commie Nonsense Network. Cover your ears, kids. This is gross. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, pushes the gay agenda, and they're celebrating that Ellen came out as quote unquote gay nearly 30 years ago, in 1997. That sounds more like 27 years ago to me. But and TV hasn't been the same, and they promote all these gay TV shows. Terrible, huh? Sick stuff. And Madonna lost her brother Christopher Ciccone, I don't know how to say it, their last name, C-I-C-C-O-N-E. Pop icon Madonna is mourning the loss of her younger brother, who died at the tender age of 63 years old. He had cancer. Quote, there will never be another one like him. What a mess, huh? And speaking of family, LeBron James, age 39, is playing on the Lakers alongside his 20-year-old Bronny son, B-R-O-N-N-Y. Isn't that cute? Playing on the NBA together. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. There's a line open if someone want to jump in there at 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, brand new for this week, and it's a doozy. And if you missed last week, one podcast of fellowship from yesterday, it was amazing. The fellowship of last week, biblical question, which was, do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Brand new biblical question this week. When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? If you're out and about, you can listen to the show still on your iPhone or iPad. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Taking drugs, buying pot, having a car accident, running over somebody in the road and keep going, leave them in the road, left for dead, being your wife, being your husband, about to vote for Kamala Harris knowing that you shouldn't, whatever. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the last hour of the show today. It is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So yesterday, I was invited to a barbecue. And the barbecue was amazing. The barbecue and with little mushroom things on it, burgers, and dessert, and it was steak. Oh my God, everything was just delicious, and the person that made the barbecue name was Jesus. A person named Jesus. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. That food was delicious. It was really, really fun. It was good. It was amazing. And it was just amazing. So thank you. I had a boohoo time. Amazing time. at this amazing barbecue yesterday. Nice. Thank you all. Let me go to first time call out of Minnesota, Jordan. Jordan, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Jordan.
So should I just get into it or?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, so there's this girl I've been dating a while, Chelsea, and she's living with her parents, and her parents are kind of full of anger. And I don't know if it'd be right to move in together with a place on her own, but not quite sure what I should do because seems like her parents are just corrupting her more.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
And how old is she?
28.
And so your question is what?
Should I get a place with her away from her family, or should I just leave it alone and let her live with her parents?
Why isn't she out on her own already?
Not quite sure.
And is her parents preventing you from dating her?
I wouldn't say that, but they definitely raised the tensions.
Meaning what?
Well, they're very angry people. And so after she's done dealing with them, she brings that on to me.
Oh, so her parents treat her in a bad way?
Yeah.
And then when you're with her, she dump all that on you?
Oh, yeah.
And when you tell her she better back off with that, what does she say?
Well, I tell her she needs to be patient in that, and eventually after talking to her a while, she always calms back down. But every time she goes back to her place and back with her family, she gets that attitude again.
And so why would you want to move in with her, especially you're not married, number one, but why would you want to move in with her knowing that she's just going to dump off her hell on you?
Well, take her out of that hell, Jesse.
But you can't save her from her hell. She has to want to overcome her hell.
All right, so you think I should just let her stay with her parents right now? And
yeah, let her work out her issues first. Because all you're doing is taking on somebody else's problem, and you're just going to catch hell.
Gotcha.
Are you working on yourself?
In a way, I guess. I do a construction company, and as far as the silent prayer stuff goes, I don't really force myself to do it, but I urge myself to do it every now and then, and kind of growing into it.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah.
You
got cussed out from doing that, too.
You went and forgave her? What did you say to her?
I said that I forgive her, and that resentment and anger I have towards you, I'm letting that go. I'm forgiving you for everything.
And what did she say?
Yeah, she went off that she has nothing. Nothing that she did was wrong. You know, she loved me.
Amazing. And you forgave your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Well, we haven't really been on speaking terms from that point on.
Why not?
I think he's a little bitter about that.
About you forgiving him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, just wish them well, and you move on with your life. You don't need them. And as far as this woman, you already see that this woman is trouble. You're just going to catch hell, and the marriage won't work. And so either you encourage her to work on herself, and she needs to move out on her own if that's what she wants to do, but you need to stay with the silent prayer. Don't look for a woman or anything except your job. And God will add the right woman onto you if it's meant to be.
All right. I was just thinking, I heard one of your podcasts before saying, you know, give her 40 years, she'll come around. And I was wondering if that's the same case.
Yeah, you're going to have to, if she's not working on herself, you're going to have to give her 150 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I recommend you just work on yourself, and if this woman doesn't want to change by forgiving her parents and getting out there and living her own life, I wouldn't take that risk with her if I were you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, but I wish you well.
Wish you well, too, man. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Let me go to first time call out of Chi-Town, Chicago, Gregory. Gregory, welcome to the show. And it sounds like you're on a speaker or something.
Yes. How's it going, Jesse?
All is well. Are you on a speaker or a headset or something?
Can you hear me now?
Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, I really love your show, and you are the GOAT.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's all I really have to say. I didn't really have anything. I have no anger, man, because of you. So
right
I appreciate
on. It. Right on. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Amazing.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
But amazing. Tanya is a first-time caller out of Tennessee. Let's see here. Tanya, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
All is well, Tanya.
Good. Well, my question is, it might be a little much, but when I turned 49, I went into what a lot of women go into, menopause. So anyway, the doctors will not give you therapy, like replacement therapy, hormonal replacement therapy for that now.
Right.
So you just have to deal with it. And I honestly can't stand people. I can't. Everything gets on my nerves that never did before.
Right.
And it's scary. I'm literally just an angry person. And I do the silent prayer. I did it years before. But it's like something I don't have control of. This is a time of my life where I feel like I don't have control. So.
Right. And so your question for me is what?
What does a person do if the silent prayer is not working and it's something that is medical, you know it's medical and it's hormonal and you're not yourself?
So it's a menopause, right?
Yes.
The menopause when I walked into the room. Menopause when I walked into the room. Stop being angry about it and you'll be fine. Don't have any emotion about it. Don't think about it. When it comes, don't say to yourself, oh, my God, I'm going into menopause, because you're setting yourself up to feel all this stuff you feel about it. If you didn't make it a big deal, I promise you, it'll be easy to endure. You'll be fine. But you're making it a big deal. Don't have any expectation. Be not angry about it. I promise you, you'll be fine, Tanya.
Okay. I'm really trying. My personality has been hijacked because of this, but I'm really trying to get over, like, going through the days and dealing with things that never bothered me before. So
yeah, stop overreacting to anything, and you'll be fine. Have you forgiven your parents?
Yes.
You went and told them?
My parents are deceased, but I honored and loved my parents.
And are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I've done the silent prayer. I just discovered you recently, and I've always done a silent prayer, but I called it meditation.
Right.
With God. And
so now are you observing the thoughts?
I always call that capturing your thoughts, you know, catching your thoughts. But this is a point in my life where I just, it's more of feeling out of control with it.
And who?
Even trying to capture my thoughts.
Who is out of control? Who is Tanya?
I feel like my hormones are out of control.
And so who are you? Who is Tanya?
I'm a female human being on this earth existing with other humans.
And so who is Tanya?
Tanya is someone existing on this earth. I want to do good and be good. And
why do you want to do good and be good?
Because that's in my heart. It's in my heart and soul.
And so if it was in your heart, how can you have anger in your heart and a desire to be good?
I think hormones, I'm realizing they do this to you. They really do. It's hard to explain.
Well, I'm not giving you medical advice. I won't do that. But it's not the hormones that give you the problem. It's the way you think about it and overreacting to it.
Okay.
If you had the right attitude, there's nothing on earth or any situation or anybody that can make you feel that way, period, ever. But you have the wrong attitude. And then you be growing up, you hear other women say, oh, I got hormones. And they're acting all crazy. And so you're growing up expecting that. And so now you're carrying it out. So just calm down. When it's hormone time, just watch it. Don't call it you. Don't overreact. And I'm telling you, you'll find you can endure all things and overcome all things.
Okay. I'm going to really try because, yeah, this is a scary time of life.
And I want you to encourage you to watch those thoughts about that and about anything. You want to, you're not your thoughts. So
capture
you want,
my thoughts.
You make me nervous with the word capture, but watching them, you want to see them when they come. When their thoughts come upon you and you feel those emotions, if you don't catch the thoughts in time, I want you to watch those thoughts and do nothing about it. Don't call them you. And the Father will save you from them. He will take them away from you.
I'm trying. It's like a veil sort of, I don't know, a veil has been opened and I just see things differently. This is not even to do with like the whole menopausal thing, but it's like I'm seeing a lot of the world differently these days. And then, so I'm trying my best, and thank you for what you do.
You're welcome. So I want you to give up trying, and I want you to relax and let life happen for you. Life, you already have a life. You just forgot it. It's already inside of you. You just don't remember it. You need to just relax, watch the thoughts, and let life happen on its own. The Father will give you the life that he created for you to have, all right?
Okay.
So stop identifying with men of pause when I walked into the room. Stop identifying.
You make it funny. It's not funny. Not. But thank you. I'm embarrassed, but nobody knows who I am.
That's right. So stop, don't expect, you know, next time menopause comes, don't expect to be all mad and painful and all that. Leave out the expectation, wait and see, and watch the thought and let them pass, all right? And let me know how that goes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye now. You heard that song?
I have now.
The men all paused when I walked into the room. Woo. Anyway. Alex, a first-time caller out of, there's one line open at 888-77-JESSE, first-time caller out of New York. Alex, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
This is my first time here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I called in today because I've been watching your videos for the last few months now. And honestly, they've helped me a lot more than anything I tried to get help in my life because I thought emotions were normal and that was something that everyone's going through.
Right.
When I saw your videos, I learned that these emotions are not myself. And it made so much sense when those words first hit. It really helped a lot.
Right on. Nice.
But I have a question for you. Is that okay to ask?
Yes.
If I forgave my mother and my father, do I still have to have them in my life?
Not at all. Not at all.
I don't?
No. Just don't be angry at them, and you move on and live your life. Be done with them.
Yes. I haven't forgiven my parents yet because I'll be honest with you. I don't want to put blame this. I'm kind of intimidated by them and afraid of them because sometimes they can get loud and I stay quiet because I don't want to say anything that could make things worse.
Well, you're not going to overcome that fear until you face them in trembling and in fear. You face them and forgive them for what they've done to you. I'm sorry for resenting you, mother. I realize now you can help yourself. I can't help myself. I have this fear and I have this. I know now it's not me. So I realize it's not you. Something else is driving you. So I'm sorry for resenting you. Shaking in your boots. And whatever she says or how she acts is on her. You let her act out and you look at her like you're watching a crazy movie. And because she's just not ready to admit she was wrong. But God will forgive you and he will take that fear away from you. But you got to be in the fear. You got to face the fear. You got to be in the fear so God can save you from the fear. So if you want to be free, if at all possible, you can face them, meaning that you can talk to them without getting hurt or something. You got to face them so you can be free. You hate them. And the reason you have the fear is because you hate them. You have anger toward them.
Yes, you're 100% right. I've been feeling this for a long time, this anger, since I was very young. And I'm really tired of it. It's not helping me with my life. It's just putting me in a circle where I'm not getting anywhere. And I want to get over this resentment towards my parents. Because at the end of the day, what happened with them is between them. And I'm just tired of feeling this way.
And you're absolutely right. And now that you're ready, and now that you see you are wrong for resenting them, go and forgive. And I promise you, Alice, God will forgive you, and he'll take the fear away. And you can move on with your life. You don't need them. You can have your own life then. And you just won't be angry at them, but you don't need them. How old are you?
I'm actually 28. I sound pretty young, but I'm in almost my 30s.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need them. You're a grown individual human being. You don't need them. You just need to forgive them so you can be forgiven, and then you will live by courage and not by fear.
That's what I want because I'm tired of living in fear.
Yeah.
I currently live with my mother, and my father is somewhere else, but I'm going to start with my mom. I'm going to talk to her when she gets home.
Nice.
And I'm going to, tell her what you told me to do, and I'm going to forgive her.
Yes.
And when I get a chance, I'll contact my dad, and I'll try to see if I can do that as well.
And ask your father, why didn't he protect you from your mother?
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure to ask that, too.
Yeah. And are you working and everything? You have a job?
A part-time. What? I do, but I'm trying to let go of this resentment so I can move on, so I can move out and live my own life and just not have to think of the past. Because I've been in the past for such a long time, and I'm like, it's hell. It's hell for me. It's all this hell, and I'm so tired of it. I don't like being miserable.
Nice. And why are you still living there, though, in spite of the anger? I understand all that, but why, at 28, why are you still living with your mother?
I made a few bad choices with college, and I'm not trying to put a word to it, but I've been feeling kind of depressed, and really demotivates me to look for a job, which I am still looking for a job. Just
okay.
I'm trying to
I understand.
Change my life right now.
Well, you're doing the right thing now. You're on the right path by realizing you have this anger, realizing that it's wrong to be angry, realizing you need to forgive. You're on the right path. If you stay with that, no matter what, stay with it. I promise you, you're going to have a life that you don't even know exists at this point. It's going to be amazing. And it's not, you won't be in charge of it. The Father will guide, and he will guide you. And get yourself a job where you can afford to take care of yourself and just go and live your life. Stay present, and you'll be fine. The fear will, the spirit of fear, because God did not give that to you. God does not give us a spirit of fear. He will take that away from you because it's evil and it's only in your mind because you have not forgiven yet.
I agree. It makes so much sense.
Right on.
You know, over the past years. You know?
And when you say you're tired of living in the past, where is the past?
I guess I can't explain that. It's just the past is, in my memories, but my memories aren't real, right?
Absolutely. So there is no past. It's the memories, which are evil, that keep reminding you of a fake past so that you can't live in the presence of God. They want you to live in the past or the future because that's where evil is. That's where death is. But God is in the present right now. All you have is right now. And are you doing the silent prayer?
Oh, I've done it a few times, but I haven't been consistent. But I'm going to make sure to do it.
Yes.
Is it supposed to be like once in the morning and once at night?
Every morning, every night, and then before you bed. And then during the day, just take a moment. When you get caught up in your head, thinking about the past or the future, bring your mind back to where your body is so you can practice staying present.
Okay.
And if you should do these things and you stay with them, Alex, you're going to have perfect peace and an amazing life.
That would be wonderful. Peace would be the one thing I want in my life.
Well, Christ came that you might have peace. So it's right at hand. It's inside of you, and you will live from there, but you got to forgive. And again, if your mother and or your father should overreact, you just say, oh, okay, no problem. I just want to let you know I'm sorry for resenting you. And you go on, don't overreact to them overreacting. They might not be ready to admit that they're wrong. But you go on and live your life. You're responsible for you now.
Yes. Agreed.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing, yeah.
What the? Any other questions?
No, but thank you so much. I really needed to call in today. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you work on you, there's nothing left but perfect peace. You'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay.
All right.
I will.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Should I go to break or take Anna? Oh, hold on. I forgot. Super chat. Hold on, call us. Super.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. If you have a wife who's determined not to follow you, especially since listening to you, and the house you have together is in both names, what do I do with that?
If you don't know what to do, do nothing, and then it'll come, you'll see what to do. Alright, you'll see what to do. Don't overreact, and don't do it without seeing clearly what to do. Amazing, thank you. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. I gotta take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish that and your calls right after this break. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. It's amazing, which y'all don't know, my producer put together an amazing package, and most of the time I don't even get to them. I'm like, what now? To the items that he gives, so I'm grateful. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake, with the good hair, is on fire. And after James Hake, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. Mending relationships. One at a time. Joel Friday TV. And then at 2 p.m. today, a brand new episode on Punchin' TV. Punchin' TV. Every Monday at 2 p.m. Watch this.
What do you think about that mouthful that he gave, though?
Insane. If you got to ask somebody all that, you shouldn't marry him.
You're so caught up with trying to figure out whether this woman is godly and the one. That's not even what you're supposed to be thinking about.
It's about being able to see. Can you see and let everything else be what it has to be?
God has nothing to do with anything he's talking about. I don't see God anywhere in anything he's said so far.
You're going to find it very, very interesting. You'll see at 2 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV, our own network. What the? It's hard on the black man in America today, they say, which is not true. Don't forget personal shout-outs. I do them myself. Oh, I forgot. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. It's a busy day today, huh? You're going to be sitting in front of the TV all day. The American Anchor Baby. Energy. Given to him, not even on loan, is given to him by God. A genius. This boy is so smart, he doesn't even know what to do with himself. He like, what do I do next? Amazing. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And personal shout-outs, birthday, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations. I do them for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So before I go quickly back to the phone, I want to catch up with these super chat, super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Seeker. Bought another coffee to take action. I find that I must reflect on the past and envision the future. Simply being doesn't feel enough. Without a conceptual framework to guide my actions, I feel almost paralyzed, like a pirate without a treasure map. Are concepts like tools that help us navigate? Am I missing something crucial? Asks Seeker.
I'm black and slow. I don't understand all that poetic stuff. What's the question? Give me like a simple question, not a lot of poetic.
Are concepts like tools?
No.
To help you navigate life?
Not in life. No, you don't need concepts or tools. Only for practical stuff, building a house, looking for a car, having dinner. But life, there's no such thing as concepts or tools for life, period. You got to lay down all things. Lay your weapon down.
Am I missing something crucial?
Yes, you got to lay your weapon down. You can't reflect on the past or the future if you want to have a life. Life is only now, always now. It's never in the past, and it's never in the future. It's always now, so you have nothing to reflect on. All you have to do is live. Amazing.
Thank you, Seeker.
Did we answer that?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, Seeker. Yeah. If not, you can either make it clear in your Super Chat or you can call me. 888-7753-773. Amazing.
Alan Baumer, 8 coffees.
Thank you.
Church yesterday gave me more energy than a cafe mocha ever could. What a time to be alive. Does it get any better than this? If it does, I don't even want to know.
You're right. It gets better, though. And it was. Yesterday, fellowship for all was amazing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. I had so much energy, I went to a barbecue. Did you like that barbecue, hey?
Yep.
It was amazing.
With Jesus.
With Jesus. Jesus made, did you know that, Nick? Jesus made the barbecue. His name is really Jesus, and he's an ex-Allah-U-Abba person, and he made the barbecue. You know his name with Jesus, Nick?
Yeah.
With Jesus. Thank
I
you.
Heard it.
And did you say thank you, Jesus, for
I
the
said,
food?
Thank you, Lord. I said Christ is King after that.
And I want to thank you.
Christ is cooking.
I want to thank you, Lord. And they made some lasagna, too. I haven't had mine yet. I'm going to have lunch today. But it looked tasty. You have some of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look.
Yep.
Nice.
No more thoughts about a coffee. Biblical question.
When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being?
Probably when I forgave my parents. And before that, maybe when I was a little kid. That is, if I learned how to speak before I was traumatized, but I wouldn't remember.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Igor Taftorta says, last time I spoke with you over the phone.
Nice. That makes sense.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you for that's in a biblical question, right?
Indeed.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Jared bought a coffee. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
14 coffees from Cesar.
Right on. Thank you.
Amazing service yesterday.
It was deep, folks. Even if you hate me, or you hate everybody else at the meeting, you owe it to yourself to listen to yesterday's fellowship. Was that a good point about the Egypt thing?
Indeed.
And how the Father trying to save them, he's sending them help. He does the same thing when we get into our head.
True.
He's trying to help us and reject the help.
No patience.
What the?
Yeah, that was great.
Check it out at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Mike Young bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, any suggestions for the great White Hope's idea for mass deportation?
I don't have any. Thank you, Mike.
It's me, Xenia, with a Rumble rant. She's a monthly supporter over there.
Thank you.
People don't have conversations these days. It's always a one-sided conversation.
That's a response to the biblical question?
It's in the theme of it. It's not necessarily a response.
Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you,
Xenia. I'll respond on Sunday.
Tony with a coffee. Hey, Hake, why you keep messing up my verses when you read them? Ha ha. You are right. The term righteous anger is not mentioned in the Bible. I checked. Another intellectual idea. Have a great day, everyone. Amazing.
So where did that come from, righteous anger? The Christians throw that out so fast it made your head swim.
Yep.
I got righteous anger. Oh, it ain't even in the word.
It's implied.
Can you get any dumber than that? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Shout out, Tony. And My apologies for messing up your verses all the time. Aries 1 with a diamond, no message. Thank you, sir. Sion with a coffee. Jesse Lee Peterson, emojis with the one eyebrow up.
Why?
Who still loves you even when they have a boyfriend? Even when you're 1,000 years old, afraid to meet you in person because she will pass out or cling to you or cry. That's how she will be if she sees you in person. So it's best to just stay away. But who loves you? Quadruple question mark.
Sion does. Amazing love. A love that lasts forever. And I hope your boyfriend is not jealous. Thank you, Sion.
Biblical question answer from Lori.
When was the last time you had a real conversation with another person?
I believed I had a real conversation with my husband, but it was fake because no change came from it. People resist truth. Everyone around me wants to complain, gossip, argue, or simply fill the silence with mindless chatter. I need to call you, Jesse, to have a real combo.
Very interesting. Thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Amazing. Amazing responses from the question, too.
Yeah. Shout out to today's top contributors on DLive, the DLive crew, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Wolf336, Army Ann, Misty, Groovy Monkey, Roan Woods, and Kid Combo 1. Thanks for the lemons, ice cream, and diamond.
Right on. Very cool. Thank you. Thank you all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. So Joel went to the barbecue as well. It was in a beautiful location. It was in paradise. But and after the barbecue, guess where he went?
You want me to guess?
Uh-huh.
He went roller skating.
Isn't that something?
At the roller rink.
How old is he?
About 35 years old. He's Jesus' age, 33, I think.
He went roller skating. So will his eyes look bloodshot today?
They might. They just might.
I didn't notice this morning they were like that.
Neither did I.
So it may not have been that way if I didn't see it.
He's getting tougher.
Evidently.
Oh, yeah.
Or he puts some of the water in his eyes or something.
He says, day not red.
Amazing. Thank you all for your super chats. I do appreciate it. Nick said that you were too, Nick. In paradise. Nick went to the barbecue as well. Derek went, y'all were in paradise. It was. Beautiful location. Food, hospitality, amazing. Food was amazing. You couldn't have asked for anything more. Really. So thank you all, the host and everybody, for an amazing time yesterday. Let me go to Anne Marie out of California, 888-775-3773. Anne Marie, you're on the show. Thanks for holding. Hey, Anne Marie.
Hi. I'm sorry I sound terrible. I'm getting over a cold right now. I probably should have waited. But, okay, so I am having a difficult time. I'm a mess. I'll say that for you.
What a mess!
I'm a mess, and I'm also 56 years old. So,
wow! An old mess!
Wow, I'm an old mess. Okay, so what I want to talk to you about real quick, I'm going to try to put it together, is my mom was adopted, and then she got together with my dad, but she was hired as his housekeeper. He was a widower, had 4 children. They messed around. She got pregnant, of course. And then my first 3 years, I was with my dad, my mom, my half siblings. They were, 11 and 16 years older than me, everything. And I have pictures. I have memories through the pictures. But anyway, she left my dad when I was 3, took me away to the other side of Chicago, away from him. As I was growing up, she always changed her phone number, acted paranoid that he was going to follow her, and also severely, severely and brutally abused me throughout my childhood. And I mean brutal, letting me know that I was a Buckley bastard. That's his last name. She didn't even put his name on my birth certificate. So I'm an ugly bastard. I ruined
you
her
said
life.
She called you an ugly bastard?
Buckley. Buckley. My dad's last name, Buckley
Oh,
bastard.
Buckley Bastard. Okay, I got you. Okay.
And put me in the hospital and on. But anyway, as she was torturing me through my childhood, she would rage and rage for hours at a time, telling me how I ruined her life. He ruined her life. And then me being born ruined her life. And basically used me as a little slave, you know, snapped in her fingers and had to be right there. She was with a married man through my childhood. He kept her, okay? He kept, you know, put her up in an apartment along with me, put me in private Catholic school in Chicago. I was the only one at that time that parents weren't married, right? And she told me to tell everybody because she was pretty, and in those days, not being married, right? So I had to say that my dad died in a car accident, was killed by a drunk driver my whole childhood. So I'm a mess. You know what I mean? And then I grew up. I actually, it's a long story, but I had moved with my aunt in Colorado when I was 14. That's when my life really began. Then I met my husband and started a family at 20, married into a very rough family. I guess my whole thing is, after I was married and my kids were young, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had talked to my mom on the phone. I actually hired a private detective and found her. We were estranged from 15 to 21. I got back in touch with her. She came out and visited. Then I had a long-distance relationship with my mom. I'd fly out to Chicago sometimes. We'd talk on the phone. Everything seemed great. I totally forgave her, I felt. And really genuinely, because I knew where she came from, and she was a mess. So then my husband decides to tell her one day when I'm on the phone, hey, Susan, grabs the phone from me. Your grandchildren, you're adopted. You don't have any family. Your grandchildren, your daughter are out here. Why don't you move to California? And that was a nightmare. I never really wanted my mom to move out here, you know?
And so because of time, your question for me is what?
Okay, so I forgave her the first time. She moved out here. I told her I forgave her and everything. And then she started acting up terrible, wanted me to divorce my husband. They didn't like each other. And since I didn't divorce him, he turned on me. With my in-laws, she told them the reason why we were estranged was because I was wild and out of control, which is not true at all. And I feel lied about. And then that carried on to giving my mother-in-law fuel to be against me. And now my daughter, who's grown, believes those lies and stories. And I just feel like alone, you know, which is okay.
And so your question is what?
Is I forgave my mom one time, and then she kind of tried to destroy my life in my 30s and my family. I feel like I'm having a hard time forgiving her now, again.
And so your question is what?
Do I have to go through the whole process of forgiving her again? Is that what's holding me up?
Well, just realize that you are suffering because you resent her for what she's done. And then get away from her. Send her back to New York or wherever she came from. Get away from her and live your life. Just don't hold anything against her. Don't be around, based on what you've said, don't be around her. Just forget about her. Just don't be angry at her. And go live your life.
I haven't been around her or spoken to her in 20 years.
Oh, good. Well, then drop the anger for her and forget about her.
I'm trying to. I think what's happening now is I never really allowed myself, because life has been so crazy, I haven't allowed myself to actually grieve my dad. And that's my biggest pain. No matter what I've been through in my life, that's my biggest pain. It's like I feel like she stole my father from me. And not having a father is just, I'm not the only one, but it's awful.
Are you doing a silent prayer?
I'm trying to, and boy, that's challenging for me right now because I'm a mess.
Are you doing it?
I am, but I'm trying to. I'm not being consistent about it because I still have that fear of when I do it, the thoughts, you know, and I kind of run away. I do. I run.
I recommend silent prayer so you can overcome thoughts. And let go of this idea you're grieving your father. You can't grieve your father. Your father's gone.
I just miss him. That's what I mean. I miss him.
I understand.
He wanted to be with me.
Right. So forgive your mother for doing that. Stay away from your mother. It's come out of your imagination so you can have a life, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, it's just carried through all that. All the women in my life, including my daughter, are just so terrible. I don't know what to say.
I know.
Say.
Forgive them.
Really terrible.
Forgive them and forget about them and go live your life.
Yes. I feel comfortable in my own skin. I really do. I feel fine being
right,
alone.
Right, well, then live your life. Just live your life and the memories of them, let them pass. Forget about them.
Also, one last thing. I had people cruelly tell me that I'm broken. Oh, you're a broken person. And give, it feels that way.
Give those people the finger. You work on you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse.
Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts and just live your life. Forget about the past and the future. It doesn't exist. And just live right now. All you have is right now. Today is a brand new day.
Amen to that. And one last thing. When people lie and say horrible things about you, and really try to, I've heard you say your reputation doesn't matter. I tend to believe it doesn't matter.
No such thing as a reputation.
Right. And then when people try to damage it so terribly, and, you know, when you put things out there, people latch onto that.
But there's nothing that can be damaged that if it doesn't exist anyway. And then don't think about what other people think and what they do. You wish them well. Just don't be angry, all right?
Just live my life. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Fritz out of Florida. Fritz, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
All right, that's good, that's good. Yeah, I had a comment about, you know, going through the death.
Yes. The ego death?
The ego death and all that?
Yes.
Yeah, man, this journey is really tough. It's tough at times because it's like, damn. Oh, excuse my French. Like, this is a lot. You know, a lot to take in, and it's a lot to, like, try to figure out. Try to figure out, but you really just have to, like, just say, man, it is just F it. I'm just not going to fight it no more.
Right.
Just go with the flow and really try not to think of the future, because I find myself thinking more of the future.
And where's the future?
And the past, too. I don't know.
So how do you think about something that doesn't exist?
That's what I'm starting to realize. I'm like, yeah, this is bad. Because it makes scenarios in your head.
Yeah.
It makes, like these foreshadowing or, like, little weird mini. It's weird. I don't like it.
So why don't you just relax and watch it and let it be taken away from you? God is trying to save you from all that.
Yeah, I find myself thinking, like, damn, like, God, can you come now? Like, this is real tough,
but
I got to just shake out of that, yeah.
Yeah, don't even think, God, can you come now? He's already with you.
Okay, yeah.
He is the one that is who is allowing you to see the thoughts. He's allowing you to feel the pain. He's not causing it, but he's allowing you to feel it because he knows it's not you. You just think it's you, but he's trying to save you from this illusion that it's not you. Those are false identities. And so you need to relax in those feelings so he can take you away from those feelings.
I'll try. I'll try.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No. I'm all, like, not consistent.
And why not? I thought you were tired of living this way.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm trying to get it together. But
if you're tired of living that way, why don't you stay present so the source that can save you from it will save you from it? Why aren't you doing the silent prayer?
I don't know. But I'm going to get on that way.
And stay with it.
And stay with it, yeah.
What the? All right.
I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Hey, I am out of time. What the? The Haig Report is coming up now from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then enjoy our Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You black. And then Punchy TV, Punchy.tv at 12 noon. I mean at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. Really, I don't care who says what about you, who turned against you or with you, what you lose or gain. You stay on this spiritual path. Spirituality is what you want. That's life. All right, you'll be in the world but not of it. Forgive your mother and your father, ladies, men, and women. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and watch. That's all you need to do. Watch the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. I don't care what they are. All right. I am out of time. And Doug was at the party, too. I forgot to mention it. It was an amazing barbecue yesterday. Thank you guys, for friends, for putting that on and inviting us all. And it was amazing. All right, folks. The Haig Report is coming up right out of Virginia. Hamad, a first-time caller out of Chi-Town, Chicago. And the call is just dropped. I'm out of time. But tomorrow is Country Western Tuesday. I'll be back if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you for your super chats and supported barn as well. Take care now. Back tomorrow. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.